Legends, welcome to the Gym Boss Podcast. I'm Jimmy Halley. I'm your host as always. And in this episode, we're going to be going over the age-old question. How much should I be spending on my ads? It seems pretty simple on the surface, but do you spend as little as possible? You know, try and keep costs down? Or do you go large? And do you, just really send it? Or do you end up somewhere in between? Do you have a method behind the madness, or do you just kind of just pick a number at random? What I'm going to outline in here is a quick, very basic formula and a few things to understand so you can figure out exactly how much you should be spending per day to be able to hit your growth targets so you can get the right amount of leads to hit the right amount of sales that you're looking for. But before I do, if you are listening to the audio podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review if you can. And if you're on YouTube as well, subscribe and leave a comment. All of that really helps. And guys on Facebook, if you are watching, comment live, hashtag live, or replay, hashtag replay. Right, with that out of the way, let's get into it, guys. So I'm actually going to share screen here and take you through a few bits and pieces. So here we go. How much should I be spending on my ads? Well, we have got a few things to consider here. I'm going to bring this up here. So we've got conversion rate. Oh, sorry. First and foremost, step one is you have to figure out what is the average cost per lead? What is the average cost per lead that you have been getting recently? If you haven't run any ads before, here's a good general rule of thumb to work off. Work off roughly $20 a lead. That's a pretty good place to work off. Some do more, some do less, but 20 bucks is a pretty good thing. And I am filming this for you on Tuesday, the 7th of June, 2022. So average cost per leads for gyms is sitting around 20 to 25 bucks per lead, right? So that's number one. Then number two is your targets. What do you actually want to hit? And when I mean targets, we actually want to hit, we're talking about sales targets. Okay. How many sales do you want to be hitting? So I'm going to go here. $20 per lead is kind of the average cost per lead. And we're going to say targets. Well, let's just do this, say, on a monthly basis. Let's just say this month you want to sign up. I'm just going to keep it easy for mathematics here. Let's just say you want to sign up 10 people. So let's say 10. Okay. You pop in 10 per month of new sales, right? That's going to be a good target for you to be able to grow consistently. So that's 10 per month. Then you also got to consider what's your availability. And when I mean availability, like what have you got in terms of time to dedicate towards the things that are required to do sales? Because that is a big consideration. You need to make sure that we have time blocked stuff out. So I'm going to put in here time block. And a time block out three blocks per day, right? And that's going to be a couple of things. I'm going to show you exactly what it is. So here's what I used to do for my own gyms, and here's what I recommend for our clients at the agency here, and here's what I would recommend for you. Now, this is obviously in a perfect world. If it doesn't work out for you, you need to make it work for you. But and this is actually what we have for our call center reps that we put onto our clients' accounts for them. So we assign a phone rep and we make sure that they've got the most maximum availability because that's their only job, right? So the availability, and the main thing we have is like three shifts. So you have an AM shift, and then you have a lunch shift, then you have a lunch shift, and then you have a PM shift, okay? Now, what those look like, you want to be at least, I would say, one hour minimum per shift. So you want to have an AM shift for about an hour, lunchtime shift for about an hour, and a PM shift for about an hour. And what I mean by that is like an hour to make phone calls, follow-ups, anything else to regards around doing your sales and so on. So what those times are, that needs to match like, again, this is an answer of it depends, but it's going to be based off what is going on in your gym? Are you the only person there doing the sales and the only coach? Or do you have a team that you can delegate this out to, like where you can dedicate times in the gym to for them to take coaching sessions while you can do sales? There is going to be a lot of variables around there. But if you can get those three shifts in, now, if you're sitting here thinking like, Jimmy, this is impossible. My time is completely strapped. The second best option for this is to then do two shifts. I highly recommend having that PM shift. And what I mean PM is probably somewhere between say 4 and 7 PM. If you can fit in like an hour somewhere around there, typically between like 5 and 7 would be even better, because that means that you're getting people that are finishing work after work, because we need to make sure that we are available at the times that our prospects are available. That's key, right? Because if we can't be available when they're going to be most likely to pick up the phone or come in for their appointments, for their consultations or their free trial sessions, well, then it's going to be a pointless activity and it's going to be very, very stressful. So whatever, if you really want need to grow your gym and serious about it, this is something that I have seen being the thing that makes or break it for gyms in the past. And so it's something to consider. Right. So there's that there. So in this example, average cost per lead is $20 a lead. We know we want to get 10 new clients net, right? We want to get 10. Let's just say 10 clients. Let's assume that you didn't lose anybody in the month. But let's just say 10 new clients in the month is what you want to sign up. Like, it's not impossible, right? It's a pretty very reasonable target. You got your availability. Then you also now need to finally be, okay, I know those three things. Now, what's my conversion rate? And there's a couple of different points of conversion rate to consider. This conversion rate of lead. It depend. Now, this again depends on what is the thing that you're offering, and what is the metric that you're measuring off. Because it can be from lead to booked appointment. So for their first visit to come into the gym, and then you could go from booked appointment to sale, to sign up, right? So that's just go from overall though, from lead to sale. So we can go all the way, skip those middle parts and just go, how many leads do I need to get to make one sale? And that's just assuming this example, you need 5 leads to make one sale. Okay, so I'm gonna say this, lead to sign up, convert percentage. And that lead to sign up percentage, we're going to say in this example is 20%. Well, that'd be 1 in 5. Oh, yeah, 1 in 5. Cool. So these are the numbers that we need to have a look at. And I know I'm probably throwing numbers and percentages and stuff out there, but this will take you literally like with a piece of paper, you can figure this out in approximately 60 seconds before you run your next ad campaign. Maybe it might take you a little bit of time to go back and research your data and find out, cool, how many people on average are we signing up from the leads and blah, 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 blah. But this is, you know, and when we say leads, we mean leads from ads, right? Because lead from a referral, you're going to have different sign-up rates from that than what you would have from ads. You might have like a 1 in 2 sign-up rate from referrals. That's great. But we need to work off what the percentage is here for your ads. So let's go. Now we need to figure out like, cool, we've got these 4 metrics here. We know we've got the average cost per lead. We know our target for the month. I know I've got my time available blocked away to be able to like dedicate towards, you know, doing all the follow-up, doing the sales, booking in the appointments, conducting the appointments, doing all the signups. And I know that on average from every 5 leads that I generate, I'm going to be signing up 1 person. So now this just becomes a really simple equation. So we come from here, let's go like this. Let's get one of these and go from here. So now the next part to this, let's make this a different color so it stands out. Let's make this blue color, maybe green for money. Okay, let's go like that. And so let's get that so it pops a bit more too. Cool, $20 a lead, we don't want that. So we're gonna need, really, basically, you just go, okay, I need 10 sales, and that's going to be over here is I need 50 leads. Cool. And then the average cost per lead is, what are we looking at? $20. So you just go 50 leads by 20. So 50 leads by $20. And that will get us the grand total that we're looking for here. So let's just bring this over. if anyone quick with math, jump in, let me know. But if not, hey, trusty calculator. Let's go here. Calculator, we have got 50 leads. Let's just show you this. 50 leads times by $20 equals $1,000. Cool. So that means we put $1,000 in there. That's $1,000 in ad spend, $1,000 ad spend for the month. Okay. For the month. Now, on average, there's what? How many days in the month? There's an average of 30 days, right? So we don't want to say 31. Let's just be on the conservative side. So how much should we spend? Drum roll, please, per day. Does anybody want to do that? I'll do it here for you. Let's go like this. 1,000 divided by 30 days, because it's 30 days in the month. That'll equal roughly $33. Boom, there we go. $33 a day in ad spend to get those 10 people signed up in the month if you're consistently getting 1 out of 5 people signed up. That is the overarching way of how you figure out your cost per lead and your average daily ad budget. So that would be, kind of say, $33 per day in ad spend. Cool. That is the very, very end piece to the puzzle. So that is the major one that we're looking at here. So if you have any queries, questions, or concerns about how to do this, if you're not too sure, let me know. We definitely can help you out. But just to recap, you need to figure out how much average cost per lead is in your area, what your targets are for the month. Do you have availability to be able to, you know, service these leads that are coming in? Because you don't want to waste your time and effort and energy doing all this if you can't be available at the times when these leads are going to be the most valuable. And then what's your conversion rate? Then you simply just go through and then punch in your numbers in there. So in this example, we wanted to get 10 sales. So you always work backwards, reverse engineer it. So working backwards, we wanted 10 sales. That means we needed to get 50 leads. Average cost per lead was $20, which equaled $1,000 in ad spend for the month, which means we would get $33 a day in ad spend. Pretty straightforward. Now, obviously, you just scale that up or scale that back on any given month when you have targets, but I'd recommend you do this at the start of the month. So you're playing the proactive game instead of being reactive, getting to the end of the month and go, oh man, why didn't we get as many signups as we needed? So keeping in mind, I'm keeping a lot of things here off the equation, like what happens if you don't get the sales? Well, then you got to go back and then troubleshoot. And so that's for another, that's going to be for another video. But this is like, how much should I spend on my ads? That is the equation there. It is literally reverse engineer. What is my target? How many leads do I need to get to that with my conversion rate? And then how much ad spend do I need to put in there per day with my average cost per lead? And that'll figure out your average daily ad spend. Pretty simple. Hope you have enjoyed that. Hope you've got value from that. That's pretty much the formula that we use almost every, it is the formula we use almost every day for our clients at the agency. It served us really well over the last nearly 10 years. I recommend that you give it a go. It could work out really good for you too. And I hope you enjoyed this video because I love making these. I really enjoy doing these for you too. And before I sign off, if you are listening to the podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. It really does. Every single one really helps. And same for YouTube. If you're on there, subscribe, give us a comment. And in the Facebook group, I really appreciate you guys because you guys are awesome. And till next time, guys, I'll see you on the next one.